Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when he said unto me, come and let us go into the house of the Lord. We're going to enter into a time of worship and praise. So let us just prepare our hearts to receive what God has for us on today. Hallelujah. So let's go and go into a song as we begin to praise God on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We magnify your name. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I just want to thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. I just want to thank you and praise you. We know that it's only God that has done the work in our lives. I tell you, we serve a miracle working God. I love him. I love him. I love him. I love him. Do you love Jesus on today? Amen. God is good and worthy to be praised, and my heart is rejoicing in the Lord on today. He is my God. He is my author and my finisher. My God, hallelujah. And he continually increases my faith in him. I thank God to continue to walk with the Lord, continue to trust in God, continue to look towards heaven, knowing that that is where your help comes from. And God is just a prayer away. He's in you. He's with you, my God, and he shall come upon you by his spirit. My God, what an awesome God. What a mighty God we serve. We serve a mighty God, a phenomenal God. Well, we're getting ready to continue to worship God on today and to praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you who have entered into the sanctuary. There's a word from the Lord, and we are anticipating hearing what God has to say to our hearts on today. We just pray that God will speak to our hearts. Speak to my heart, Lord. Speak to my heart. Hallelujah. So I'm just excited about life and all that God is doing in my life. Things are not easy, my God, but with God, I can make it. Amen. Does anybody have that declaration on today? With God, you can make it. Amen. So we're going to go into our opening prayer. And then we're going to have another worship song. And right after that, we're going to hear the preached word of God. So I'm excited about what God is going to speak to us on today. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name on today. Oh God, you are worthy to be praised. Lord, there is none like you. We give you the glory. The honor and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we thank you for your presence in this sanctuary. We thank you for your presence in our lives. Lord, we just thank you for being God all by yourself. God, we have looked all over and we have not been able to find anyone, Father God, who is greater than you. Oh God, we have not been able to find a greater love. We have been not able to find a greater power. We have not been able to find a greater comfort than that which is found in you, oh God. All that we need is wrapped up in you, oh God. And we just thank you for being our all in all, for being our everything, oh God. Lord, we ask that you would speak to us, Father God, even as we have come to pray to you and communicate with you and to worship you and to praise you and to hear from you, oh God. We just ask, Father God, that we not leave this place the same way we came in, God. We ask for divine impartation. We ask for divine change manifested in our lives, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you that you are able and willing, hallelujah, to show yourself to us, oh God. So, God, show yourself mighty in our lives. Speak to our hearts, God. Comfort us and encourage us, empower us and strengthen us on today. And we thank you for divine healing on today, God. And those who are sick, that we don't have to be sick, God, because by your stripes, by the stripes of Christ, we are healed. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you and we magnify your name. And as the preached word comes forth, Lord, bless the preacher on today. Bless Pastor Anthony as he breaks the bread of life. We thank you for your anointing, which destroys every yoke, oh God. So, Lord, we just say, have your way and speak to our hearts on today. Save souls, change lives, set the captives free, open the eyes of the blind, oh God. Hallelujah. Let the mute speak and the deaf hear, oh God. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My soul rejoices. Hallelujah, at the sound of the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to go into a song, I Choose to Worship, Wes Morgan. And right after that, we will be receiving the preached word. Amen. Hallelujah.
For so long I was silent. For so long, I did not have a song to pray. Depression filled my day, and clouds blocked my way. But there was a voice speaking to me, awaking the passion so quiet in me, in me. So still in me. Give up, no. I choose to worship right now. My mind is made up. Is that your voice calling me into that secret place with thee? My heart is longing for this moment with thee. I choose to worship. Do I have anybody in here tonight that chooses to worship? I know sometimes it gets bad. I just can't lay here and give up. I choose to worship. Oh, yes, I do. Just say it with me. Come on. I choose to worship you, Lord. I choose to worship right here in the midst of everything that I'm going through, God. Tears running down my face. Don't know where to go. Don't know, have nobody to talk to. But I made up my mind. I'm going to worship you in spirit and in truth. I bless your name. I glorify you right now. I'm desperate for your presence, God. I'm coming after you. I'm a living witness. He'll heal you. Yes, he will.
He's healing me. I'm going to worship.
Come on, I need everybody in here to help me do it right now. Come on. He's healing me.
He's healing me. I'm going to worship.
Come on, I need you to lift yourself up out of that mess that you're in right now. Come on. Some of you have been down so long. Come on, make up your mind right now.
I'm going to
I can't
worship.
Lay here and die. I got to seek after him. I hear his voice calling me right now.
He's healing me.
I'm coming to you broken tonight. I'm coming to you wounded tonight. I'm coming to you right now. I need your presence in my life. I'm going to worship. Yes, I am. He's healing me.
I'm going to worship.
Oh, he's healing me. Yes, he is.
I'm gonna worship.
I'm gonna worship you.
I'm gonna worship.
Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on. Come on, that's got a made up mind. Come on, to bless the Lord at all times. In the midst of every test, every trial, I've made up my mind that I will bless the Lord at all times. I'm gonna worship.
I'm gonna worship.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm going to worship. Yes, I am.
I'm
going to
worship.
I'm going to worship you, oh Lord. Come on, lift up those hands and bless his name.
I'm
going
to worship.
I'm going to worship. Yes, I am. I'm going to worship.
I'm going to worship.
Ooh, yeah. My heart is long for this moment with thee. I choose to worship. Jesus.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory, praise, and honor unto today, because this is his day. He has made it, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I know I'm not by myself today as we praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We praise the Lord because he is worthy. Hallelujah. When we say praise the Lord to one another, I pray we hear what each other is saying. We need to praise the Lord in spite of the hour in which we're living. So much is going on, but God is able. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor, I feel an excitement in my spirit on today. Hallelujah. God has given me a word I want to share today. And if you can find in your Bible the Old Testament book of 1 Kings, we're going to look at the life of David and Solomon very quickly. 1 Kings, the second chapter, verse 1. To God be all the glory. Pastor, you preached that thing on Sunday, shifting into our suddenly. And I believe that God is doing that amongst his people. Suddenly, things are going to turn around for our good if we remain faithful to the things of God. Hallelujah. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 1. And the Bible reads, "Now the days of David drew nigh that he should die. And he charged Solomon, his son, saying, I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man. And keep the charge of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, and his commandments, and his judgments, and his testimonies. As it is written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest prosper." Please hear God today. "That thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest, and whithersoever thou turnest thyself." Verse 4 says, "That the Lord may continue his word which he spoke concerning me, saying, if thy children take heed to their way, to walk before me in truth, with all their heart and with all their soul, there shall not fail thee," said he, "a man on the throne of Israel." Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word. We praise you in advance. Now, Lord, encourage our hearts today as we share your word. Thank you for allowing me to speak your word. Now speak to me as I speak to your people. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. God's way is the best way. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God's way is the best way. And that's what I want to talk to you very briefly about today. God's way is the best way. Before we get to the second chapter in verse 1 to verse 4, we see David is about to die. He is old, and he sees himself dying, and he has a talk with his son Solomon, one of his sons. And he gives Solomon instruction, and he gives him a heart-to-heart, a father-to-son talk. Even as I read the scripture and I meditated on it as God gave me this to talk to you about today, I said, "Lord, you know, my father was not there for me growing up, and I never had that experience of a father pouring into his son, a father having a heart-to-heart with his biological son. I never had that experience growing up where a father advised me on what I should try to do and try not to do. But I thank God for Jesus." I thank God for God who allowed me to come to church, and I sat up under Bishop Hilliard and minister Elder Brown, and so many men of God that I learned from and gleaned from and sat under, and they mentored and poured into my life. And I learned how to be a husband. I learned how to be a father. I learned how to become a man of God, and I'm still learning. I'm still learning. I'm still on the potter's wheel, and God is not done with me yet. But before we get to the second chapter, in chapter 1, Adonijah, who was the younger brother of Absalom, as David was about to die, he made himself king. It was not ordained for him to be king. David did not approve it. David always had in his heart that Solomon would reign after he died. Bathsheba, his mother, always was told by King David that her son Solomon would reign as king. But Adonijah, one of David's other sons, who was the youngest brother of Absalom, raised himself up and got some people behind him to support him, although it was out of the will of God and his father's will. And my first thought to you and my first comment to you today is that what God has for you is for you. Hallelujah. What God has for you is for you. Don't worry how you're going to get there. Don't worry about how God is going to make it happen, how it's going to be handed to you, who's going to open the door for you. But blessed assurance, through your faith, God is going to give you what he has shown you. Adonijah tried to become king by undermining the authority of his father and taking advantage of an old man in his older age where King David could not do anything. But some people, Nathan the prophet, Bathsheba his wife, the priest, and the mighty men who fought for David for years, some of the mighty men said Adonijah did not even invite us to the banquet. Adonijah has in his heart to kill us. David, after you die, he's going to get rid of everything, David, that you represented, and he's going to reign as king. And we see that now Solomon is king because as a word got to King David that his other son was trying to take over, David took the situation into his own hand. He said, put Solomon on my mule. Nathan, you and the priest anoint him king. Bathsheba, you go ahead and talk to your son and tell him he's going to reign after me. And Adonijah, they said, ran into the church, grabbed the horns of the altar, and said, I'm not going to let go because Solomon now is going to kill me. And his brother gave him grace, his brother gave him mercy, and said, if there is no wickedness in you, no evil in you, I'm going to spare your life. But if you show me otherwise, you're a dead man. So he gave him grace. And we see David now giving his son good, godly advice. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. I said David is now giving his son Solomon good, godly advice. You and I can learn something from right here, what's happening in these first four chapters. He said, if you keep God's commandments, if you keep his statutes, if you keep his testimony and his judgments, I say God's way is the best way. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one can come to God but by me. And David, although he made many mistakes, one thing about David that anybody who's been around the church long enough know is that David was a man after God's own heart.
Mm.
He made many major mistakes. He numbered the people, and God sent a plague over the people because David now looked at man instead of God. He counted his army. He counted the people in his kingdom. And God said through so many words, why are you numbering the people? You took your eyes off of me, and now you're looking at the blessing instead of the blesser. And he told David, you can be in 3 years of famine. You can run from your enemies for 3 months. Or I can send a plague for 3 days. And David knew each thing that God offered him was going to be horrific. So he said, God, you choose. And the Bible says that the death angel struck down so many people that God had to hold his hand back. And David repented because God gave David so much in his lifetime, and David knew when he erred. So he's telling his son, King Solomon, listen, son, stay with God and you'll prosper. And that's why if you keep reading around that 11th chapter or the 16th chapter, Solomon, after he reigns as king, asks God for wisdom. Hallelujah. Solomon said, you have given me such a blessing. You have given me such a responsibility. You have overwhelmed me with your goodness, and I don't know how to handle such a blessing. God, give me the wisdom that will be equivalent to handle the kingdom and the reign that you have given me. And God gave Solomon wisdom. If you read many of the Proverbs, a majority of the Proverbs were written by King Solomon. And we see he was a wise man. There was a time where there was a great famine in the land, and two women who had children, they were so hungry that one of them ate the baby of the other. And it said that as the time went on, this one baby that died, as the time went on, they didn't eat each other baby. This one baby died and the other baby lived. And the other baby that lived, the mother who baby died, switched babies on this mother. And Solomon said to the two women, I'm going to show you who this child who's alive belonged to. Cut the baby in half and give half to each mother. And the mother who baby it belonged to said, no, she can have him. She can have him. I want my baby to live. Don't cut him in half. I know it does not belong to her, but give her my baby because I want my baby to live. And King Solomon said, that's the mother. Give her, glory be to God. Give her her son. And the other lady was saying, oh, yes, cut him in half. And that's why Solomon had so much wisdom. And you and I need to ask God for wisdom. Glory be to God. We need wisdom on how to stay married. We need wisdom on how to raise children. We need wisdom on how to stay in church and serve God with our whole heart, how to become better believers. We need wisdom to get stronger as the saints of the living God. We just need wisdom to survive sometimes the times in which we're living in. During this economic recession, God will give you wisdom on how you can make money. He'll give you wisdom on how you can get gainful employment. God will give you wisdom when you sit down in the interview and they're asking you why they should hire you. God will grant you wisdom beyond your years, wisdom beyond your comprehension, because he's God. The brother of Jesus, James, said, if you lack wisdom, ask God who freely gives wisdom, and he'll give it to you. And I know, you know, we have a great church, New Creation Church. It is a blessing. We preach the word on Sunday, believe in him, and that is believe in Jesus. And I thank God for the opportunity to preach along with my wife and pastor the New Creation Church family. I believe we have the best church in the world. I might be biased, hallelujah. I might be a little prejudiced there, but I love the people of New Creation. I love the saints of the living God. I love the atmosphere and the chemistry that's a part of what we partake of every single Sunday. We had quite a few visitors on Sunday, and we had a powerful worship experience. But even with that, I continue to ask God for wisdom. Lord, give me what to preach. Lord, give me what to say. Lord, enlighten my understanding. Grant me greater revelation of your word so I can teach with more accuracy. Lord, illuminate the scripture to me as I read it. Show me what you meant behind the words that I see in my Bible. And God continues to grant me with wisdom. He continues to open my mind and open my thinking. And that's what God will do to you. My wife and I over the years have worked out so much concerning bills, concerning things that our children have gone through, concerning livelihood. And I'll never forget, you know, one of the challenges when I first met my wife, she had a lot of knowledge in the area of money and budgeting, and I had no discipline in that area. And God challenged me, will you let her kind of take control in the area of the money? And we've come a long way in 17, 18 years of just, you know, doing what God has called us to do. But I've gained a great deal of wisdom on how to budget and how to handle money. to God be all the glory, how to stay married. And God is speaking to somebody today. The second point, after you ask for wisdom, live right. Oh, glory be to God. Solomon heard from his father, King David. Let me just read it again, because I don't want to misquote it. Hallelujah. He said, that thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest and whithersoever thou goest. And he says, to walk before the Lord with all your heart and with all your soul, all you will not fail to have a man upon the throne of Israel. I have a question. Have you ever fell? F-E-L-L. Have you ever fallen? Have you ever fell? I know in the natural I have fell, and even sometimes through bad mistakes I have fallen down. I have fell. And that word fell also, F-A-I-L. Have you ever failed at anything? You know, some people say when you're divorced that you failed at making marriage work. When you dropped out of high school, dropped out of college, some people may say you failed. When you got fired from that job, you failed. But I found out so many times that sometimes our failures, our mishaps, our mistakes, the time we lost and the time we experienced losing allows you and I to appreciate when things go right. Mm. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. We appreciate all the more when the marriage is now working. We appreciate all the more when God continues to give us job security. We continue all the more to appreciate why so many are leaving church, so many sometimes are falling away from the things of God. We thank God that we can still tune into services like this and hear the word of the Lord. We still excited and giving God praise. We can appreciate, hallelujah, when God allows us on the winning side, when God allows us to get a breakthrough, when God allows us to still rejoice in spite of what we're going through. So when I look back at my failures, I can appreciate now sometimes when I win. When I succeed, when I get it right. I don't know who that's for. But just keep living, beloved. God has a plan for your life. Solomon reigned as king, and you too will win. You too will get what God ordained for you to get to. You too will be successful in every area of life. Solomon heard from his father, King David, listen, son, if you live right, if you ask God for wisdom, if you show yourself a man, that means be accountable, be responsible, and be reliable. God is calling every man to be a father to his children, every husband to be a husband to his wife, every man of God to be a man figure, a godly man figure to those who are looking at your life. And that's what God, my wife and I, once we marry people, we give them a charge at the end of the ceremony. And we charge the wife and we charge the husband. That simply means we challenge them. We challenge them to be good to one another. We challenge them not to go to bed angry. We challenge them to abstain from temptation of infidelity and adultery. We challenge those who we marry to live right and to be faithful to one another and to honor their marriage vows. We challenge those to allow the enemy not to come in and divide that marriage. When we do baby dedications, we challenge that mother or that father or those parents to raise those children in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. Bring them to church. They don't have a choice. Pastor, I don't understand this generation where they under 18 and they got a choice whether they come into church. Oh, no, you come into service.
You're going to church.
God be the glory. You are coming to church. You're going to hear the preach word. It's going to help you down the road. And as we challenge people, God challenges us today. He said, I charge you, Solomon, to do what I did. And we see, because my next point, we got to give God 100%. We got to get him. It says, serve God with your whole heart and serve God with all of your soul. Not the way you feel, not your emotions, not your opinions, but we need to go after God, especially in the time in which we're living in, with our whole heart. He says, seek me while I may be found. Call upon me while I am near. He said, ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door will be opened. That means you have to keep asking God. You have to keep seeking God, and you have to keep knocking for opportunities to come into your life. Oh, you can't give up. I said you can't quit. God's way is the best way, but you have to hang in there. God's way is the best way, but you got to find out more from God, how you can get over and how you can become successful and how you can get the victory in every area of life. You come too far to quit. You come too far to give up. God did not bring you this far to leave you now. Glory be to God. So if you're going through in your marriage, hang in there. If you're going through with your health, believe God will heal you. Believe that God will remove that pain and that sickness from your body. But see yourself walking pain-free. See yourself walking with no ailments in your body. See yourself in a good, godly relationship. See yourself in the kind of career that you know you can have. See yourself living the life of abundance. To God be the glory. I know God has shown you something. I already see you in the future, and you look better than where you are right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I see you in the future, and you look better. You look brighter. You look more blessed than where you are right now. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. You got to see yourself closing on that house. You got to see yourself getting a yes from the loan officer concerning that business plan and that business idea. You got to see yourself if you want to be married with the kind of man that's going to honor you and cherish you, the kind of wife that's going to respect and reverence you and be faithful to you. You got to see your children making you proud, graduating from college and high school, living the kind of life that you know they can live. You have to see yourself blessed and highly favored. What do you see today? I said, not in the natural. Come on and go, come up with me to the spiritual. We're speaking spiritual right now. Not in the natural. Your five senses can't touch what God is trying to show you. He says, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. That's why faith without works is dead. You got to put feet to your faith. Don't complain. Don't complain about them bills if you're not hitting the pavement every day looking for job, looking for gainful employment. Don't complain and don't murmur and don't want a pity party if you're not going to do your part. Don't really try to go to God because God knows you. That's what we preached on Sunday. The man who laid at the pool, yes, he was lame. Yes, he was paralyzed. But God, Jesus said to that man, you're looking to man and you should be looking to God. Hallelujah. He said, I have nobody to help me get into the miracle water, into the pool. And Jesus said, do you want to be made whole? And that's what God is saying to you and I today. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want success? How bad do you want an effective ministry? How bad do you want your marriage to work? How bad and how desperate are you to allow that sickness to leave your body? How much do you want to walk in joy and not walk in anger and bitterness and unforgiveness? How much do you want my blessings? God won't do everything for us. There's some things, me and my wife was having this conversation the other day, there's some things God shields us from that you and I will never know about. There's some battles we're not going to even have to fight. There's some wars we're not going to have to even enter into because God won't allow it. But the things that he do allow, he gives you and I the grace to handle it. Hallelujah. Paul said, three times I asked him to remove this thorn. Even the great apostle Paul had an issue in his life that he wanted God to remove. And God said, my grace is sufficient. My life is not perfect. There are some things I'm still praying to God for. There are some people I love and I want God to minister to. And God is still honoring. God is still listening. I pray you are talking to God. I pray that you're in your prayer closet. I pray that you go to your knees before you start your day and say, God, bless this day. Bless this job. Thank you for this house. Thank you for this job. Thank you for another day in the land of the living. I pray that you're acknowledging God as you start your day, as you read his word. Be reminded of his goodness. God's way is the best way. That's why we admonish people to come to church, learn more about the God, hear the preached word. That's why we admonish people about the fellowship, iron sharpens iron. I need to hear your testimony. Young lady gave a powerful testimony in our church on Sunday about the goodness of God, how God gave her a breakthrough, how she had a misfortunate incident in the military, and yet she battled with the army for a long time, and she finally got favor and a favorable decision that came her way. And that's why suddenly, pastor, preach that thing, shifting into your suddenly. At midnight, glory be to God. The doors came open. The shackles came off their feet. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. And that man said, what must I do to be saved? The prisoner, the correction officer, said, listen, you guys could have been beheaded. You guys could have died in this prison. And God opened the gate. He took the shackles off. What must I do to serve this God that did this miracle for you? And that's what God is saying to you and I. Somebody's watching your marriage. They're watching your career. They're watching how you live your life. And someday they're going to ask you, what is it that makes you tick? Why do you stay so optimistic and positive? Why do you see the glass as half full and not half empty? And you can give God all the glory. Hallelujah. You can give God all the praise. Glory be to God. And you can give God all the honor in the name of Jesus. God's way is the best way. Satan comes to separate you and I from God. That's why Paul said in Romans 8:28, all things work together for the good of those who are called by God and those who have been called according to his purpose. He goes on to say, who shall separate us from the love of God? And he talks about famine and nakedness and peril and heights and depths, things known and things unknown. And then he says, and more than these things, we are more than conquerors. And Paul reminds you and I that nothing should be able to separate us from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Solomon, unfortunately, did not take all the good advice that his father gave him. And I'm closing. Finally, if we look, the Bible says Solomon loved women. With all that wisdom, with all that anointing, with all those blessings, Solomon opened the door to the enemy. And the kingdom was divided. There was the northern and southern kingdom. There was Judah and Jerusalem. They became separated because of disobedience. And God is saying to you and I, my way is the best way. Stay on the narrow road. Stay with God. Stay in church. Stay connected. Stay on fire for the things of God. When the enemy comes in like a flood, God said he'd raise up a standard in the name of Jesus. Pastor, that's all I have. God's way is the best way.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God's way is the best way. My God, what a powerful, powerful word. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. What God has for you is for you. Ask God for wisdom. Hallelujah. We got to live right, and then we just got to continue to press and believe God. My God, what a powerful, powerful word from the Lord. I was blessed when you said, Pastor Anthony, that people will look on your life and they'll want to know who is your God. There are so many people that are looking at our lives and they're watching God work in our lives, and there are people that will be saved because of the miracles that God will do in our lives, the miraculous move of God. So I thank God for that word. I'm excited that God's way is the best way. And like you said, honey, things are not perfect, but God is able. Things are not perfect, but God is moving, and God is willing. He already has a plan and a will for our lives. So we just thank God for being God. For being God, and his way is the best way. God is, he's saying, don't worry, worship. God is just saying to somebody out there today, do not worry, worship. Don't worry about life. Don't worry about the situations. Worship him. Worship God, and God will manifest himself in the middle of that situation. If you keep God first, God will continue to look after you and to take care of every single need that you have. God will do it. I'm telling you, I am living proof that God will do it. So, honey, what a wonderful, wonderful word from the Lord. God's way is the best way. I want you to go ahead and do an altar call for salvation and also pray for those who may need prayer on today. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. To God be all the glory. You know, I'll be 50 years old this year, and at my lowest, one of my lowest points in life, I was sleeping on the floor of my mother's home, and I share this testimony often, but you can't get no lower than the floor. And I woke up one Sunday and said, I'm going to church. And my mother said that God can help me, and he's been helping me for the last 20 years.
Jesus.
And if you don't know this God that I know, that I gave my life over to almost 20 years ago, we want you to be introduced to this God. The Bible says in John, the 3rd chapter, the 16th verse, God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whomever shall believe in him shall never perish, but should have eternal life. And God came, he died for your sins. The Bible says that Jesus lived. He died, was buried for 3 days, but on the third day he rose with all power in his hand, and he is now seated at the right hand of God the Father, interceding for those who believe and trust in him. And the Bible says there will be a second coming of this Jesus, but those who know him will be raptured, will be caught up to meet him in the air. It said those in Jesus who are dead will rise up first, and the rest of us will be caught up. But during the great tribulation period, the last days, there'll still be a chance to give your life to Christ. And I'm here to tell you, while you have your right mind, while you have your tongue, if you say this, Lord Jesus, come into my life. I want to live for you. I believe that you are the Son of the living God. Jesus, I believe that you died for my sins. Jesus, thank you for the forgiveness of my sins. Now, I want to receive you as my personal Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. If you've said that little prayer, Jesus, I want you to be my Lord and Savior. I believe you're the Son of the living God. I believe you died for my sins. I believe my sins are forgiven through your shed blood. You are born again, as we say in the Christian church. You are saved. You are a new creation, as my wife and I believe. So if you prayed that prayer, you are now saved. And we admonish you, we encourage you to find a good Bible-believing, word-teaching church, a loving church. If you're in the New Jersey, any in the surrounding area, we're located at 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey, and New Creation is a wonderful, wonderful place of worship. To God be all the glory. And I want to pray. I want to pray, Pastor, pray for this word. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, even as we have been reminded that your way is the best way. Father, we have so many choices in our day. We have so many options. We have so many decisions to make on a daily basis. But thank you for reminding us today that your way is the best way. Even when it doesn't look like it's working, it doesn't look like it's benefiting us, we realize that all things really do work together for those who serve you, for those who love you, and have been called according to your purpose. Lord, help us to fulfill the purpose that you have placed in our life. You knew us before we were in our mother's womb. We thank you, Lord, for dealing with the adversary, the enemy, that's trying to stop the plan of God for our lives. Strengthen that person today that's looking this way for prayer. Give that mother, that wife, that husband, that father, the people of God listening to this broadcast, Lord, give them greater wisdom. Strengthen them in their Christian walk in the name of Jesus. Lord, encourage them, edify their minds. And I thank you for allowing them to have a praise in their mouth and your word on their lips on a continuous basis. Now, what the enemy meant for evil, God, turn that thing around for their good and allow your word in your hand to bless them. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. What a powerful prayer. And I know I received that, Pastor Anthony, and I know so many received that on today. We thank God for all of you in the sanctuary. And again, we thank God for you being with us. I see a hand raised. This person, it looks like it's their first time here. We normally don't take calls during this hour, but I'm going to open up your microphone just in case you have a need. Area code 850, God bless you. Amen. Okay, so they probably had their hand raised by mistake. Amen. So what we do, we invite you to come out and worship God with us. We'll be in the sanctuary on tonight at 7:30 p.m., and there's a powerful word going to be preached. If you're not in New Jersey and you want to visit us in the sanctuary, you can come over to Ustream, ustream.com, and all you have to do is do a search for NCCM Kingdom Church. NCCM Kingdom Church, and hit that search button, and we'll come up, and you'll be able to watch us live tonight at about 7:45. We'll go live, and we just thank God for each and every one of you. On Sundays, we will be having service at 11 o'clock a.m. We invite you to come over to New Creation Christian Ministries, the church. It's a powerful, powerful church. And God is moving in that place. So we thank God for all of you tuning in to our virtual service every single Wednesday. We will be back here on Saturday at 1 o'clock p.m. for the Woman to Woman to Man show. And we invite you also to partner with us. Partner with us in ministry. We have a mandate to save 500,000 souls this year. And we know that we're already saving souls. No, we're not keeping count. God is, though. God is keeping count because we can't possibly keep up with the people who get saved during our virtual sanctuary service and also during our prayer and during our Saturday broadcast. So what we want to do is if you're getting saved, we want to help you with your walk in Christ. And you can contact us at power1@yahoo.com, power1@yahoo.com, or you can send us a letter at New Creation Christian Ministries, 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey, 07202. contact me on Facebook, Pastor Rebecca Simmons on Facebook, and we will be more than happy to walk with you through the early stages of your salvation. Listen, there's so much warfare against this broadcast. I know, I feel, Pastor Andy, I just feel so much warfare against what we do here on Wednesdays, you know, especially today. I'm just feeling so much friction in the spirit realm, and I break every yoke. I come against every hindrance. I come against every demon on assignment. I declare and decree that the word that was preached will be received and will be planted and will manifest in the hearts of those who receive this word on today and even over the archives. I declare victory over every life in the name of Jesus. I cast out Satan. I come against the spirit of frustration in the name of Jesus. I break every yoke and destroy every yoke by the power of the anointing of Jesus Christ. The devil who stole will steal no more. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Pastor Anthony, I'm going to give it back to you to do the benediction. But listen, I know that what we're doing here is powerful and effective because we come against so much warfare in the spirit realm. And you have to know, man of God, woman of God, that the tribulation and the trials that you're going through right now, that the warfare that you're going through right now is to stop you from moving forward, is to stop you from getting God's manifested promises in your lives, and to stop you from praising God. Because the devil knows that when you do get your victory, and you will get your victory, he knows that God is going to be glorified and that more souls are going to be saved. So that's what the warfare is about. It's about not only your destiny, but the destiny of so many people that are looking on your life, as Pastor Anthony preached, is against your anointing. So know that you already have the victory, and keep fighting, keep pressing, keep praising God, and keep praying, keep believing. Amen. So, Pastor Amy, I'm going to give it back over to you for our benediction and any closing remarks as we go down from this place.
You know, it's so powerful. You're so sensitive to the spirit. Even before I brought forth that word, I had a uneasiness in my spirit. You know, it was a yuck that came over me. And I said, God, what is that? I normally get excited about the, you know, midday service, the 12 noon service. I'm very excited about the word of God. But I had to literally shake something off of me before I spoke the word of God. And people of God, we need to understand there's a realm, there's a dimension that we can't detect with the natural senses. And as my wife just said, we know we're not alone in the warfare, but you already got the victory. You already got the victory, and the enemy's trying to get you to stop. He's trying to get you to look at the wind and the waves. The enemy's trying to get you to shut your mouth and just walk away from God's promises, but we're going to make him a liar together. Hallelujah. Mm. Glory be
yes,
to God.
Hallelujah.
We're gonna turn the devil into
Hallelujah.
A liar together. We are all together. We're gonna turn him into a liar.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Pastor and I, we're uniting with you. We're believing for you and your family. We know that you may be going through a storm, but this too shall pass. Y'all trust God, put your faith in God, and watch God protect you. Watch God provide for you, and watch God prosper you. So we thank God. Tell somebody about these broadcasts. There is a spiritual.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We praise you, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship you, oh God. We magnify your name. You are worthy, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you, Brother Erico 908. I don't know if that's Brother Mel, Sister Daniela. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, listen to this song, The Sea of Forgetfulness by Helen Beller. Listen, go in peace and serve the Lord. Amen.
I stand before you guilty and unworthy. How can I be forgiven and holy? And I know I break your heart, but you promised I could start all over. And all the things I've done, you placed them each and every one into the sea of forgetfulness. You placed all of my sins, for I'm the one who keeps reminding you over and over again, into the sea of forgetfulness. As far as the east from the west, 70 times 7, you've forgiven me, and you keep cleansing me and placing my sins into the sea of forgetfulness. You welcome me with open arms of mercy. In spite of all I've done, you still keep loving me, and I only need to ask. And you erase all of my past forever. My debts have all been paid, and they have all been washed away. Into the sea of forgetfulness, you placed all of my sins. For I'm the one who keeps reminding you over and over again. Into the sea of forgetfulness, as far as the east from the west, 70 times 7, you've forgiven me, and you keep cleansing me and placing my sins into the sea of forgetfulness. It's your unfailing love that covers me and all my multitude. It's your steadfast love that keeps reminding me I'm forgiven. Into the sea of forgetfulness, you placed all of my sins. I'm the one who keeps reminding you over and over again. Into the sea of forgetfulness, as far.
Forgetfulness. And as we go down from this place, just go with the joy of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen.
problem come knocking at me.